Howdy, howdy, folks. We're glad to be back for another show here.
Howdy, howdy, folks. We're glad to be back.
Get ready for 3 hours of the best in acoustic music on Out of the Woods. Starting things off with David Olney from his new one called Don't Try to Fight It, and one called Situation. Got all kinds of spooky stuff lined up for you this week. It's my favorite show of the year to do. Of course, that's because I am a spook myself. I was born on Halloween. Yes, indeed. I'm Chip Calker. We'll be with you for the next hour, spinning very scary, mostly acoustic music. Got one for you right now from Jack Hardy, taking this one from the album called Through. I can't remember what year it came out, but he was always good for a spooky song. This one's called The Crows on Out of the Woods.
The farmer, he watches out over his field. He harvests just what he has sown. His only interest in a greater yield for the machines, the chemicals, yours. And each imperfection is now revealed as the reaper's long arm rakes the rows. His yearly battle with nature is sealed. He abandons the field to the crows. Let's look for a moment at this sleek, dark
mime and the black and the blue of his wings. He stalks his prey with the sharpness of the military mind, and nobody ever says he sings. An effigy is made to scare him away, dressed up all in poverty's clothes. Now only scares the children at play. We abandon the field to the crows. Now the rook, he travels a straight and narrow path. He is neither the pawn nor the king. He fights out of sight with a terrible wrath, and then sleeps with a church bell's ring. When the machines are so large that no one's in charge, and the young men know what they know, then all is in range for the brief exchange. We abandon the field to the crows.
Crow is waiting for his namesake to call, and call him awake like a trumpet that blows. He'll rattle and shake and shout what he knows. I'm over here when I should be there. I run away from the things I should scare. I'm stuck on this pole, unused and forlorn. When Crow and his buddies are in Farmer Brown's corn, I'm full of sunshine, full of fields of hay. I'll scare crows for nothing, 'cause for me it's just play. Hey, 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 hey. I'm shedding the old and embracing the new. It's right here, right now. There's not much else I can do. I cannot run, though I cannot fight. I'm keeping still with all of my might. Stuffed full of straw in my socks and my shoes, I awake in the morning, covered with dew. At times I look fierce, but the crows aren't afraid. They'll chuckle and cackle, and they won't go away. I'll be your old friend, 'cause you'll recognize me. It's the clothes that you gave when you created me.
see through my dreams, or they find shiny things in the rivers and streams. They can remember when the earth was young, and all of the creatures spoke the same mother tongue. Crooked man, and I've hauled a crooked road. And I've eaten plenty of that one they call crow. And after the harvest and the scythe man he come, you mark my words, of my remains there'll be no. Full of sunshine, full of fields of hay. I'll scare crows for nothing, 'cause for me it's just play. I'll be your old friend, 'cause you'll recognize me. It's the clothes that you gave when you created me.
Calling for another day. for a better day to come. To the leaves, to the leaves, to the leaves.
From her new CD, Golden Colors, one called Old Medicine, singing about the witches there for you. We had Dana Robinson in there going way back to 1994 thereabouts from his Elemental Lullaby CD with Scarecrow. And at the top of the set, Jack Hardy with The Crows. Yeah, from his Through album. Great stuff. We're doing the Halloween thing here on Out of the Woods this week. Like I mentioned at the start of the show, it's the best holiday, obviously, because it's my birthday as well. Yes, Halloween, October 31st is the day I was born. And not only was I born on Halloween, but I actually have witches, actual witches in my genealogy. Of course, they weren't really witches. They were accused of being witches, unfortunately. One of them was hanged. My 10th great aunt, Mary Parker, who was her maiden name, Mary Eyre, and she's in my line. She's the sister of my 9th great grandfather, and also my 10th great grandmother, Frances Alcock Hutchins. She did not get hanged, but she did pass away a year later, so I can only imagine that the trauma of all of that had something to do with her passing away so soon after. But yeah, there you have it. We're gonna do some more witches for you here, a little Old Salem as well in this set, which is where my ancestors met their demise and whatnot in Massachusetts. We're gonna go to Ireland though for this one. Susan McKeown from her CD Singing in the Dark. This is A Woman Like That on Out of the Woods.
I have gone out a possessed witch, haunting the black air, braver at night, dreaming evil. I have done my hair over the plain houses, light by light. Lonely thing, 12-fingered. Lonely thing, 12-fingered. Out of mind, out of mind. A woman like that. A woman like that. A woman like that is not a woman quite. I have been her kind. I have found the warm caves in the woods, fill them with skillets, carvings, shells. drawers, closets, silks, innumerable goods. Fix the suppers for the worms and the elves. Whining, rearranging, whining, rearranging, whining, rearranging the disaligned. A woman like that, a woman like that, a woman like that is misunderstood. I have been her. Wave my nude arms at villages going by, learning the last bright roots, survivor. Where your flames still bite my thigh, and my ribs crack, and my ribs crack, and my ribs crack where your wheels whine. A woman like that, a woman like that, a woman like that is not ashamed to die.
Giles Corey was a stubborn man of 80 years and three. They had a plan to hang him high on the locust tree. But when before the magistrate for trial he did come, he made no confession but stood there still and dumb. Giles Corey said the magistrate, what have you now to plead to those who would accuse your soul of crime and wicked deed? Giles Corey, he spoke not a word, no single word spoke he. Giles Corey said the magistrate, we'll press it out of thee. To him a heavy babe, they laid it on his chest, covered it with heavy stone and hard upon him press. More weight, said Giles Corey, more weight again he cried. More weight, said Giles Corey, till the time he died. Corey lived but 3 days more, but three more lived she. She was hanged at Gallows Hill on the locust tree. More weight, said Giles Corey, more weight again he cried. More weight, said Giles Corey, until the time he died. Thank you.
their torches alight, and in terror they hunted them down. The wagers of sin and their practicing kin would be seized in the name of the crown. Scotland's King James pointed fingers of blame for the malice that ravaged the land. These witches must pay, we must purge them today, have their practices forever banned. Let the madness begin, the cleansing of sin, the devil will fight and win. Accusations fly, and your fate is nigh, let the trials begin. You sickened his cattle, you killed her, no babe, we named you. You're a witch. The first to be sought were enchanters who taught they could heal with a potion or spell. Then women unwed who'd been taken to bed and been sleeping with demons from hell. When they were done, sure the righteous had won, and the balance of grace been restored. Hundreds had died, all of Scotland had cried, but been purged in the name of the Lord. Let the madness begin, the cleansing of sin, the devil will fight and win. Accusations fly, and your fate is nigh, let the trials begin. You sickened his cattle, you killed her new babe, we named you. You're a witch. A placard today will invite you to seek out the tale. It's been hundreds of years since the trials and tears and the story of old witches well. It's a shadow that's cast from the tales of the past. It's a story of heartbreak and pain. We tally the cost of humanity lost. It's a price that's too dear to be paid. Let the madness begin, the cleansing of sin, the devil will fight and win. Accusations fly, and your fate is nigh, let the trials begin. You sickened his cattle, you killed her new babe, we named you. You're a witch.
Dodge beneath the toast rising, all together, glinting eyes and jet black feathers.
Sarah McQuaid for you here on Out of the Woods from her CD Walking into White. That was Jackdaw's Rising. Spooky stuff, and that's what we're doing this week. All Halloween is our theme this week. Jed Merrim, just before that, one from his CD Calla's Waltz. We had Witch's Well, and all three of those songs at the start of the set were witch songs. So we're going to send those out to my great Aunt Mary and my great grandmother Frances. we had Stuart Mason and John Weed in there, more of an old school witch song from, that was the Witch's Well one, which is more of a English version of the witches. And then we had Stuart Mason and John Weed, who did the true story of Giles Corey in there. And that was from their CD Across the Pond. And that's the old Salem part of the set there. Susan McKeown at the top with A Woman Like That. And that's from her CD, Singing in the Dark. Well, we got to take our first break here, so we're going to get it out of the way now. We'll be right back after this.